We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Thanks for listening. Whether you're there in Wausau or Madison, Green Bay and the Valley, and here in Milwaukee at our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Appreciate that. And Brewer's off today, so we can kind of reset the world of sports here. Radio Joe Zanzola is here. As we were talking about, we talked about this last year? It was about the state of Wisconsin sports. And we talked about it last year. My guess is, as we continue our conversation, same vein, is that things are going to change maybe a little bit, the pecking order. And I don't say that because the Brewers seem to be on the rise at a pretty nice clip. And not just to say that because I'm definitely biased toward the Brewers in my sports world. That doesn't mean I discount the Bucks or the Packers or the Badgers or Marquette or anything else. I don't discount all that. It's part of the world I live in, professionally and personally. I've said it many, many years that I found the golden goose gig when I became a broadcaster, that my ultimate gig was to talk Brewers baseball. I mean, I knew that from the word go when I got into this industry some 30 years ago. So it's not that that's rearing its head here. It's just trying to find out the pecking order and who's in better shape now. Because you've just cleared the NFL draft. You've got the Bucs finishing another season, the Brewers doing what they're doing. We're going to get to that in a little while because I'm really interested to see if that poll has changed at all. And we'll give you the results of what we had last year coming up when we talk about it. In the next few minutes, however, the Green Bay Packers, sort of a religion here in the state of Wisconsin and has been for many, many years, even through the rough times of the 80s, the 70s even. The 70s might have been worse. Think about it. Going back to sitting on the porch, my neighbor's porch, in the mid-70s. And I had just gone to the store and I grabbed a couple packs of football cards. And they were a nickel a pack, just saying. So with a dollar, I got milk and bread and two packs of football cards for a dollar. Yikes, I'm getting old. And sat on my neighbor's porch who turned me on to Packers football a little bit. His name was Bill. And Bill was the neighbor guy that, you know, neighbor guy, way into sports. My folks were into sports, but then they could, not super knowledgeable about it. So I had to go to the neighbor guy and talk sports, opening up pack of football cards. And I'm seeing, you know, guys like Barry Smith and Barty Smith and Perry Smith. I thought that was cool that the Packers had three guys named Smith. I always kept those three cards together. Joe, you can call me a dork if you want, but I'm
a dork too, so that's okay.
I just thought that was super. Perry and Barty and Barry Smith. Look at this. Shuffle them out like holding a poker hand. And wow, look at this, Bill. And they're like, yeah, this guy. Jim Carter was a linebacker at that time. And so I do go way back as just a fan. And I want my team or my teams to do good. And you fast forward through this religion known as Green Bay Packer football. And the knowledge that Packer fans have now is just amazing to me. It really is. It's not just this, as the term goes, casual fan. And I don't know if that's offensive or not, but it's used a lot. But far more, Packer fans are far more than should be described as a casual fan. You guys know. You guys know to point to the TV and say, there's a hold right there. How'd they miss that hold? I don't remember that back in the day. I don't. And so Packer fans have come a long way. The bar is to win the Super Bowl. That is the bar. And that's good. And that's where it should be. So you just completed the NFL draft, and you took your corners. You got some big length and fast receivers. That's good. Add Aaron Rodgers, you know, weaponry. And now you look at, okay, now you reset, and you say, okay, now how are the Packers going to do heading into the season? And there's, to me, there's one missing weapon, if you will, and that is a Jordy Nelson-type receiver. Not Jordy Nelson, maybe, and I'm cool with that. You know, money played a part of that deal, maybe on the twilight of his career, played part of the deal there, and I'm okay with that. Things got to happen. Tough decisions need to be made. But I just want to put this in your ear and just to test how badly you want to win a Super Bowl. This is a good test. This is a tough test. Last time I did this exact conversation, Joe, was one of my first years on the radio doing sports talk in Milwaukee, was Terrell Owens was available at the time. And the answer was across the board, no. Didn't want him. This was back in 2006-ish. Didn't want him. Okay, now fast forward. 12, 13 years later, and now there's another one bubbling up. And think about it, and as I said, you, Packer fans are knowledgeable. Offensively for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers in shotgun, 3rd and 8 at the 22. Split wide left, Devontae Adams. Wide right, question mark. In the slot, Jimmy Graham or Randall Cobb or both. Jamal Williams in the backfield. Who's that other guy? And could it be possibly, dare I even say it, Dez Bryant? Now it's starting to process. There's a few ticks going on. Synapses are firing right now. Just think about it. 3rd and 8 at the 22. Wide left, Devontae Adams. Wide right, Dez Bryant. It puts in for a good thought, doesn't it?
And Dez Bryant with a leaping catch down the sidelines for 23 yards, first down Packers.
Oh, there's your call. Nice. I was going to ask you to do a call today. That's funny that you actually did that, Joe. I, honest to God, I was going to ask you to do a call.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So I didn't have to ask for it. Just got it.
You're welcome.
Split wide left, Devontae. Wide right, Dez. I mean, I tend to think about it. Dez Bryant, apparently, according to Adam Schefter, multiple teams are not even willing to give up the veteran minimum salary, let alone a long-term deal. According to some reports, he's already turned down a multi-year deal in Baltimore. Would you take Dez Bryant? Now, things to consider. He's on the twilight of his career. Is he a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL? I don't think so anymore. Do you believe so?
No.
Okay. Another thing to consider, his off the field, can I say attitude?
Yeah.
Let's just keep it at attitude.
That works.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then on the other token would be, does he have game enough to bubble up for 4 or 5 games? We know he's going to probably miss 3 or 4 games due to injury. Seemingly always does. But we also know that maybe a matchup can be exploited on a given game. That instead of Devontae going eight catches, 138 yards, and two TDs, that Devontae then goes four catches, 49 yards, and was shut down a little bit. But yet Dez, in his bubble-up game or two or three, comes up with six catches, two TDs, and 98 yards. Why wouldn't that be possible? I'm just throwing it out there. If it were me and I had to make a decision today, before I make that decision, can we look at free agent wide receivers?
Right now? Who's still out there?
Who would still be out there? Because to me, to bring along some of these big receivers that you drafted, big fast receivers, hopefully they're more handsy than anything. To bring them along, I think it's going to take a little development chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. That's pretty important. As we found out, there are some receivers in the recent history that just didn't have it.
Okay, I got a list. Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Jeremy Maclin, Eric Decker, Harry Douglas, Dontrell Inman, Kamar Aiken, Michael Floyd, Eric Weems, Brandon Tate, Lewis Murphy, and then a bunch of just guys.
Okay, this is just me. I want to get your opinion on it. 855-830-8648, loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. It's almost a back against the wall. How bad do you want the Super Bowl? Almost. If it were me, read the list again, the top four.
The top four, according to this list, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Jeremy Maclin, Eric Decker.
I'd take any one of them for a one-year minimum deal.
Bryant is 29, Marshall's 34, Maclin 29, Decker 31. I like Jeremy Maclin.
I'd take any one of them for a one-year deal. Would you? Would you, and would it be Dez Bryant? 855-830-8648. I don't see how physically, just the play on the field is one thing. But how much is affected? How much of the play on the field is affected by that attitude we discussed? Brandon Marshall's been known to have an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Decker's been known to have an attitude. Maybe not as flamboyant. He's a guy to take a look at, actually.
You want to know why a lot of Packer fans don't want Dez Bryant? Because they already went through Martellus Bennett. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Martellus Bennett ruffled a lot of feathers in this state because
for sure.
A lot of people expected big things out of Martellus Bennett, and then Martellus Bennett lied through his teeth and got to get out of his contract,
Okay. Still
make his money, and go to New England and actually play a little bit before he finally went on the IR.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a joke.
Yeah, that was interesting. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. It's almost a how bad do you want the Super Bowl type of thing. Is it needed? It's tough to say a receiver with these receivers, those kinds of resumes, is a liability. It's kind of tough. I don't know. We'll talk about it more after the break here, right here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of summer. And don't forget, Bud Pavilion's going to be rocking again May 30th. Wednesday Night Live is back, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show, Thursday edition. Tim in for Bill today. Radio Joe is here. And is there a need at wide receiver two for the Green Bay Packers heading into this championship season? Some say yes. Do they have cap space? I would imagine the answer to that is yes. You got a little money to play with.
Checking yesterday, I believe they're at $18 million, but I think that's before they start shelling out money for the rookie
contracts. For the draftees, yeah.
Right.
So would it be prudent for the Packers to go ahead and gamble on a veteran wide receiver? And I say yes, and I'm not necessarily saying who it is. I'm just saying yes, it is prudent for them to do that. Why wouldn't you? If at the very least to build a little depth. Now, if we all think that chemistry is a huge issue in the world of sports and becoming bigger, I'll admit that. Maybe you have a conversation with Dez Bryant or with a Brandon Marshall and say, here's your deal. Here's the deal. We're trying to get a ring here. Keep your flap shut and don't get arrested. And don't create a disturbance. But unfortunately, in the world of sports, sometimes you got some guys that have a little baggage, and you got to deal with it. And the Packers have dealt with it in the past. They survive. Everyone, no one's dead. So you move forward. It just keeps rumbling through my head that Wayne Larrabee is calling that 3rd and 8 at the 22. And with Devontae Dez, the 4 wide, with Graham, Devontae, Adez, Cobb, and Graham. I mean, I don't know if you get much better than that, man. Just because I think Devontae Adams is an absolute stud.
Yes.
I think he's one of the best receivers in the NFL.
But the problem is, right now, when you look at the receiving core, God forbid, if an injury happens to, say, Devontae or Jimmy Graham, now all of a sudden, you're asking guys like Geronimo Allison, like Randall Cobb, Trevor Davis, Michael Clark, or any of these new guys that they just drafted to step up in a big way. And because right now, I don't know the outlook of the receiving core.
Then why wouldn't you? Then wouldn't this be sort of mandatory then?
See, I feel like the fact that they just drafted 3 wide receivers, I can't imagine they would go out and sign Dez Bryant. Right
what now. Rookie wide receivers in the NFL step in and on year one have huge impact? Hardly any. There are some, but hardly any. So why wouldn't you do it with a veteran type thing? Cover your flank on depth, cover your flank on injury. I mean, there's a lot of things that make sense to me. Could be a Macklin. I don't know.
I'd like Jeremy Macklin.
One of those 4.
Yeah.
What did Macklin do to be a free agent? All he did is catch touchdowns everywhere he went. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. As whether or not that veteran receiver is needed. And everyone's going to, well, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people are saying, we'll work on the defense, sign another defensive guy. I get that too. I understand, but outscore him. Why wouldn't you do it that way? That's the NFL. And join in. You don't think Aaron Rodgers, to put Aaron Rodgers in the honesty room. No one else can hear it, but you're the only one that gets to hear it.
Yeah.
You don't think he'd want another weapon out there?
Yeah.
He's on the verge of a gazillion-dollar contract.
Yeah.
And he wants to get statistical money.
Yeah.
He does.
And there was more reports today that they are continuing to negotiate a contract extension.
We all know it's getting done.
Well, it's got to get done.
It's just not a fear in my world.
Yeah.
But know this, Aaron. After you sign that thing, when you get to the back end of that thing, there's going to be other quarterbacks that may be making more than you.
Yeah.
Just like right now, there's other quarterbacks making more money than you.
Yeah.
But I would love to see him with another weapon. Dez Bryant, Eric Decker, Jeremy Macklin, Brandon Marshall. Any one of them. Which one do you want? I'm going Dez. I think if I had to choose, probably Dez.
I'd take Dez on a 1-year deal on the cheap.
Or, good for you, Joe.
Or Jeremy Macklin.
That surprises me out of you.
What do you mean?
That does. It just surprises me that you would go with the negative attitude guy.
I'm willing to take another chance on that. If you can get this coaching staff to look, I mean, just because Martellus Bennett was a cancer, I mean, who says we can't try to convert Dez Bryant into a better attitude? I mean, that's the thing. This whole Martellus Bennett thing ruined it for a lot of fans. It really did. We all knew Martellus Bennett was an ego, an attitude guy. On his own planet. We knew this when we signed him, but we're like, it's Martellus Bennett. It's better than Jared Cook.
Why did it surprise you? And then You play with the big boys, man. Sometimes you fail. But it didn't destroy your organization. It didn't destroy your season.
No, Aaron Rodgers going down, that destroyed your season.
That is something that will destroy a season.
And then Bennett quit on the team.
If Dez Bryant is signed and he goes sideways on you, that's not going to destroy your season.
Especially if he's on a cheap contract.
That's what I'm saying. Any one of these guys. A veteran, 1 year veteran minimum deal?
Yeah.
I don't see how they can't do that. Gutekunst, I don't think he's going to let it go by. I really don't. And that's one of the reasons why, Joe, that I've been a proponent of consulting with Aaron Rodgers privately. And I know I've gotten a lot of flack on this. I'm completely aware of it. The employees don't tell the employer what to do. Well, in this case, I'm consulting with Aaron Rodgers and say, of these four, dude, we're not going to let you make all decisions, but on this one, I just want to pick your brain. You're not going to make this decision, but I want to pick your brain on this.
Aaron, who do you like?
Yeah.
Out of this group.
Who fits your game the most out of these guys?
Don't like any of them? Okay. Thanks. I appreciate your input.
That's fine. But not through the media, not at a roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Privately. We're going to discuss who you, if you had your choice, Aaron, what might fit your mold best out of this deal. Okay. But no, people don't want to hear that from me. He is Aaron Rodgers. How do you not consult with him? If I'm the GM and I sat down with my main gun privately, that doesn't mean that I'm acquiescing my command here. In the hierarchy of decision-making, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl here. And if that dude right there is the main reason I'm winning a Super Bowl, what makes him even better? And that's Aaron Rodgers having some sort of influence on his part of the game. I'm not asking him to pick an edge rusher. You can pound sand on that, Aaron. Sorry, buddy. But on a wide receiver, too? That's going to get the amount of snaps that a veteran wide receiver should or will get? Oh, why wouldn't you? And oh, man.
Just a friendly reminder that the Green Bay Packers, it's Super Bowl or bust as far as I'm concerned. None of this taking a step back.
This is all part of it, though.
But that's just the thing. Figure it out. The Philadelphia Eagles, a year ago, did not even make the playoffs, and then the following year they win a Super Bowl. Don't tell me the Packers have to take a step back or they're not Super Bowl ready. I don't want to hear that.
I cannot wait for this to get going because I firmly believe they're signing a veteran wide receiver, despite what they draft.
I don't know, Tim. Again, they drafted three wide receivers this year, and then they drafted a couple more from last year.
You really think Geronimo Allison is ready for the big time?
A lot of people thought he was last year. Maybe the fact that Aaron Rodgers went down, that didn't help the situation. And then chemistry with Brett Hundley. I mean, Brett Hundley wasn't even throwing his way. They had to actually get some plays set for Geronimo Allison in order to throw him the football. But, what do we know about Michael Clark? That he was a basketball player?
Yep.
Here we go again with guys who play other sports and think that they're going to fit football-wise.
So is Jimmy Graham. Wasn't he a basketball player?
But Jimmy Graham is proven, not Michael Clark.
I don't think Jimmy Graham is the big fish. I think he's a moderate-sized fish to sign. Why don't you get two moderates if you're not going to get the big whale? And that would be another veteran-type guy like that. I don't know. Just saying, it puts in for a good conversation, that's for sure.
Well, we now have full phone lines on that.
Well, I know, but let's just get these guys on in just a second here. and then we'll, or actually, we set with something here?
No, we have nothing here. I mean, we have other things we can talk about.
No. These guys, I need to talk to these guys. They're sick of hearing
me talk. I'll let you talk.
We'll get to these guys next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Now, they fixed me up, got me back in the game. The orthopedic people there are fantastic. My knee feels great. I'm out biking already this summer. No pain, no problems, no swelling. You don't have to live with pain like I did for so many years. Call them 855-MC-ORTHO. That's 855-MC-ORTHO. That's the Marshfield Clinic Health System. And if you want more information for the locations, the services, the physicians, whatever you need, go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Thanks for listening, Wisconsin. Tim Allen in for Bill. Let's get right to you guys. Would you sign the veteran receiver this coming season for the Packers? And could it be Dez Bryant, who... Some reports, Adam Schefter reported that multiple teams wouldn't even sign him for the veteran minimum. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. And we go to Bob. Bob, I got to admit, Buffalo City.
Wisconsin, I'm right on the Mississippi River.
Now, where?
About an hour north of La Crosse.
Okay, so up there. Wow, Buffalo City. That's cool.
On your example, you had Devontae Adams left, then we got Jimmy Graham, Randall Cobb, Dez Bryant, wide right. Wide right, we got no speed out there. That's why we got rid of Jordy. We got no speed. We got to get a young, fast guy wide right. Here's the question I have for you guys. Who would you rather see in the slot, Randall Cobb or Dez Bryant? I think that's the question. Dez can't play wide right anymore. Those days are long gone.
Okay, fair enough.
The kid from South Florida at 4.3 speed, I want him out there to put some fear in the defense for speed.
Dez
Bryant or Randall Cobb? I think that's the question.
Okay, very good, Bob. Thanks for listening. Didn't we try that with Trevor Davis and Jeff Janis? Speedy guys, right? Or no? But I agree with you that a veteran can move inside when he loses some speed.
See, I was perfectly fine keeping Jordy Nelson for another year and putting him in the slot permanently and cutting Randall Cobb loose.
And then signing maybe or working on your speedy outside guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Janis, I know, was popular for whatever reason in the state. I'm not damning the guy because he's gone, but
well, he was a good gunner. That was about it.
And he was scarfed up by who? Browns got him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to Sussex and say hello to Douglas. Douglas, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Dallas Doug here. I'm telling you, the only way Dez Bryant won't be a head case if he's your number one receiver. And if he would have took on the cheap, quote-unquote, he would still be in Dallas. He's not a number one. They used him last year as a decoy, and he was single-covered, and he still was the most ineffective receiver. He was rated like 72. Out of all receivers in the league, he was rated like 72 and paid the second highest. The Ravens offered him a contract. He wouldn't take it. So to bring that kind of misery to a team that's already kind of self-disintegrating with one-year coaches contract and one-year player contracts where they have too many veterans on the bubble already, you need to build a better base. And I'm coming from you guys as a Dallas Cowboy fan. I think y'all's team is better than ours and has been. It just doesn't have the base of depth that it needs. Defensive line, the linebackers.
You had Dak Prescott down there, Doug. You had Dak Prescott trusting Cole Beasley more than Dez Bryant.
Exactly. That's my whole point. And Dez Bryant, I would sit in the stadium, and you could hear Dez Bryant walking up and down the line with MF this and MF that, and give me the ball. I am your number one. You could just hear him screaming and yelling at trainers and coaches. He's screaming and yelling at Jerry Jones. And stayed on the team.
Maybe it's not a good choice then, Douglas.
Yeah, I don't think you need him. I think I agree with the last caller. You need some young, fast, 6'4", 6'3", guys, and stop drafting these 5'10 cornerbacks that you got. You guys are the 5'10 cornerback leaders, and the Detroit Lions are the 6'4 receiver champ. They always draft a receiver 6'4", and you guys only get a cornerback at 5'10". I don't see the math. I just don't see the math.
Dallas, Doug, you should have your own segment on this radio program because you would incite a riot around here. Thanks for the call. Did he say Dallas is a better team than Green Bay over the years here recently? Is that what he said? I think that's what he said. It just didn't pan out in terms of success, I guess. I don't know. But I agree with him in this regard. I'm concerned about Green Bay. What Doug said there with the coach and his contract and the new coordinators coming in and the new GM in, there's a lot of moving parts there, Joe. There's a ton of moving parts there that typically does not end up and result in winning a Super Bowl. Normally, you have that many changes at those levels. It typically doesn't end up with that Super Bowl ring. That's my biggest concern.
Doesn't matter. It's still Super Bowl or bust.
I agree. I agree with you. The odds are stacked against them just based on past experience with those kinds of moves.
The Eagles made a lot of changes, too, to their roster, and look where they were. They got to a Super Bowl and won.
That was just amazing to see. I mean,
with a backup quarterback.
While it was happening, you're like, is Philly really? Philly? And then you think, Philly? And then, yes, before long, you were like sold. A good football team.
The years of the Green Bay Packers being dominant, being in this conversation to try to win a Super Bowl, there's only so many years left. Because, again, once Aaron Rodgers leaves, everything changes.
Nah, just get another franchise quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Hey, they're 2 for 2 in their last two attempts.
They are beyond lucky.
2 for 2 in their last two attempts.
But that's the
thing. Batting 1,000.
But see, I'm setting myself up now in the next 5-6 years that we may be hitting the dark ages again in Green Bay. That could very well happen if you don't have a top 5 defense that you have built. If that doesn't happen, and your quarterback, whoever succeeds Aaron Rodgers, isn't all that good, there's going to be mediocre football coming in Green Bay. And that's why now is more important than ever to seize the moment and win a championship.
Well, then why wouldn't the veteran attempt, and Douglas had well warranted his comments, because there is an attitude there with Dez Bryant, but why wouldn't they get then a veteran receiver? I don't think Macklin is the slowest guy on the planet.
No.
He had an ACL injury, and I think that slowed him down a little bit. I thought he had some wheels under him. Back in his early days, prior to him going to Kansas City, he was in Philadelphia. And he was a touchdown guy, too. All right, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line.
Let's go to Dan in Racine. Dan, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Tim.
What's happening, Dan?
Hey, so, yeah, I think that guy's kind of toxic. Bryant, Dez is kind of, I don't know.
He could be.
It's a hit or miss. It's got to be that Montellus Bennett kind of thing, you know what I mean?
It could be.
My biggest concern is with the fifth pick and some of these draft picks, what is our offensive line looking like? I mean, you got Bulaga who's going to be part-time. We know that. I mean, I think they should have put in – they need to pick up some guys for that O-line because you've seen what Hundley was like, and I'm not saying he was the – he sucked, actually, but he was running his you-know-what off.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see Rodgers having to do that. And quite frankly, I don't even think Cobb's that good. He has been in the bottom 50 – for like 2 seasons now. When they got rid of Nelson, it shocked the hell out of me. I thought for sure Cobb was going before him. Just number-wise. I mean, 2 years ago, Jordy had the most touchdowns receiving in the NFL. And you had some scrub quarterback that McCarthy was in love with that couldn't be benched. And he couldn't throw to the guy. So I don't think Cobb's even worth the number 2 spot. So I think they got a lot more issues than people really think. And drafting a punter when the guy was in the top 12 already is a no-brainer. I don't understand this.
Wow. All right, Dan.
I love the Brewers, don't get me wrong, and I'm backing them. I don't understand this Cubs connection, though. Man, what is going on with this? Why can't we get runs on the board?
No kidding. We'll discuss more when we talk about the state of Wisconsin sports here in just a few minutes.
I have a stat of the day that goes along with what Dan just said. Stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah, the numbers. Yeah, this may irk me just a little bit. Surprising Green Bay Packers fans. Wow. Okay. Maybe the wide receivers collectively aren't as good as I had thought, according to the sentiment of some of our callers today. I'll think about it during the break here on the Bill Michaels Show. All right, welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill. And our stat of the day is not going to make me happy, is it?
No, it's not. And this is what I like to call unacceptable. Yu Darvish of the Cubs, paid him all that money.
Yeah, he kind of got lit up yesterday again.
Yeah. So guess what his ERA is, Timmy, this season when he's not going up against the Milwaukee Brewers?
I'm going to say like 6.5.
More.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
In his 4 starts not against the Milwaukee Brewers, Yu Darvish has a 9.50 ERA.
And in his starts against the Brewers?
A 0.75 ERA in the 2 starts against the Crew this season.
He wasn't tipping pitches against the Crew, that's for sure.
Uh-uh.
Wow. That's a good stat of the day.
Yeah, brought to you by Aproio. They make it simple for companies just like yours to implement SAP and big data solutions. Revolutionize your data and ignite your future with Aproio on the web at APPROYO.com.
All right, I shouldn't have said good stat, but you know what I mean. All right, I can squeeze you in just before the top of the hour. Roger, what's on your mind? You're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure on Bryant whether I think it only works if he's not regarding himself as a first-string talent. You got to beat him down a little bit. And maybe I think this free agency has done that. I'm not concerned about attitude for that reason. The other thing is, given your scenario, the basis you set up for considering a veteran, I would suggest that, indicate that Rodgers and this veteran receiver would have to be on the same page in terms of timing.
That's true.
And I'm going to suggest that they've already talked to Rodgers and he's given a thumbs down on these guys for that reason.
All right. I hadn't thought of that because the backlash, when I had talked about this, some months ago, maybe even last year, that I would consult with Aaron Rodgers with some of my decisions, certainly offensive decisions, that backlash, maybe they already do. And we don't even know it. Who would know it? Think about it. If it was the personnel department and Aaron Rodgers talking about their passing game, and nobody said a word, how would no one's got a source on that. I don't know. That's the way I would do it. I mean, I just, whatever, Aaron, kind of whatever you want, man. need another Super Bowl championship. But keep your mouth shut. If we're going to consult with you, we don't want that rifling around the league. We'll do it in-house. Do it our way. All right. We'll talk a little Brewers baseball with a guy from the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee that I really dig his stuff. I really do. It's right up my alley. I'll explain after the break here. You're listening, Wisconsin, to the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Radio Joe is here. And we'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.